October 2011. Harvest figures, scarecrow-like effigies, appear on porches and in dooryards. They sprawl like last night's revelers who didn't quite make it home. They're a louche and disreputable lot, intended mainly to display their creator's wit. Harvest figures are improvised and more or less crude. A pumpkin head, a stuffed suit of long underwear, a cast-off Red Sox jacket will do very well. We're not talking about high art here. Or are we? In his work, The Golden Bough, British scholar J.G. Fraser surveyed the world's art, literature, myth, and folkways to discover themes that replicate the cycle of the year from planting to ripening to harvest. For Fraser, the annual decline and renewal of the land's vegetation was the symbolic foundation of much of human behavior, crucially in literature, art, and religion. In the world of The Golden Bough, the construction of the harvest figure was more than a reliable seasonal joke. It was a mystery, a solemn ritual intended to be enacted with devotion, faith, and awe. The harvest figure itself was a sacrificial symbol whose demise would magically ensure the rebirth of nature by which, precariously, all men lived. The drunken yokels who populate our lawns this month may not look like much, but they come of a very old family.